That's good. Okay, so that I go for refuge and some enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of in the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. Diane, if there's some problem, I'll just call you then, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can sit there.
You don't have to sit there. No.
Did you put it on stop? Did you stop the preferences?
This one?
That, this one.
Yeah. The Hanaji, Godish, Sanji, Donald, Sundwa, Sisun Meta, Tengi, Tindan Ras. Drove chichi kala tata tsungs, drove tsendro nangye lo dati, resal babju shindu nyer gyon roos.
So then Buddha made, stated in a sutra called the Extensive Sport Sutra, the three worlds are impermanent like an autumn cloud. The birth and death of beings is like watching a dance. The passage of life is like lightning in the sky. It moves quickly, like a waterfall. This is on page 151 in the first volume of the Great Treatise.
Siva kham sum serva, si sum sidi, deyongam se marazu. Nyawa yida tendu midu sirwa. Dengamsi. Sungamsi du sugi. Sug yoyogi rang shinshin lai rikdu sisigidwa. Sungamsi. Dengamsi. Sungamsi. Sug mebe kamsi du yang tingizi kumsi sobu mebe che kora. Sobu rabu mebe che sug mebe che namshi kyanje ne tebe. Rikre che sung yungidwa. Siba kamsi mse. Leda nyomu be wangi shiawandu chungko. Kyawalan konge tila kham sum se gidwa, siva sum se gidwa, si sum se, midaba re serwa, si sum midas, tuenge chindan das, siva sum budiko, ne da, lu da, longju la soba tsangma, ya ne me ba dan, langzu dan, jor ba dan, so la soba, tsangma se gidwara, siva kham sum ki tibe, ne lu longju tsangma se. Sisumbeda, tuenge chindara, tuenge chindan shires, midavares, tundarwa.
So then, the three worlds are impermanent like an autumn cloud. The three worlds refers to the, we call it the three realms, the desire realm, the form realm, and the formless realm. Where the desire realm where means where there's, are, where we experience, where humans are and animals, and there's other beings here as well called hungry ghosts and hell beings, and also some forms of deities. Then the form realm is where there's just deities. They have some. Higher, what do you say? It's a higher, what is that word? Level of consciousness, I guess we'd call it. And the formless realm is where both of those are the result of meditative concentration. And in the formless realm, there's like no coarse body like we have. Just stay in a state of concentrative meditation. Then these are all impermanent, like an autumn cloud. It means any of the what do you say, the place is impermanent, the bodies are impermanent, and the other resources that everyone uses within those three worlds are all impermanent. Everything arises dependent upon the afflictions and karma. They suddenly arise. The idea with the suddenly, abruptly arise, I guess is one way we tried to do it. That's suddenly arising, I'm not quite sure. But they suddenly come into existence and then they suddenly go out of existence. That's how an autumn cloud works. And it's dependent upon, just cause and effect, we say, maybe. So they abruptly come about and abruptly go. It's basically the idea is clouds in the sky just seem to come out of nowhere. We don't really know where they come from, from whence they come, and so then they sort of suddenly are there, and then they just as suddenly they or abruptly they disappear, and we don't really know where they've gone to. So then that's how things in the three worlds are.
No. Drove Gitchi Carlata, that song, Songua. Droadi, Droadi, Julia, Cabri, Milleke, Yad, Milu, Doriat, and Dunesike, Yad, and Eke, Yan Laleke, Kiava, that she was it. Pumbundorinci at Sigora, me Pumbundorin, Yai, then the Pumbus Layad, indoor Lache, to the Sigora. Drove Gitchi, Carlata, that song. Dogatam Ganashi is. Michi de Kabu Tabguria, Dundu Tabguri, Yalubu Tabguri, Yashin sent up with Madame Melarish Yungura. O Dinashing as a Kabri Michi, Dundusha Yanti, Shaki, and Ramida Langiora. Sankun Dogatam Ganashi is Yora. Drake is a Kala Tata.
So then, the birth of death of beings is really talking about sort of this process of death and rebirth, where one life you be a human, the next life you be an animal, the next life you're a deity, and the next life it's just sort of you're changing costumes, like, and so that's why it says the birth and death of beings is like watching a dance. The idea is the actor goes off stage, changes into something else, and comes back out, right? So it's this constant change. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Drove Sendu Namgel Londra, the Sura, Marazu, Chicke Savane, Sundi, Mayanga, Sobuchabane, Sundico, said the Zogi Coach, Kichiki, Kayaki, Omar, and Doshagora, Chiola, near Druyora. Drove Sendu Namgel Londra, this. Drove Sendu Namgel Londra, this. Then the Namgel Londra is called Louvre to Chung with the Louvre Chungs at the Queen Jigber and she
So the passage of life is like lightning in the sky. It moves quickly like a waterfall. It's referring to our body forms, and then it is rapidly, rapidly, well, for lack of a better word, perishing or disintegrating, and that's the process of aging, and so it comes into existence just sort of abruptly, and then just as rapidly disintegrating or disappearing, maybe you could say too, in the case of like lightning. But also it's like one of those, we don't have tall mountains here, but you have a mountain cascade where the water is just literally rushing down the side of the mountain. And so it moves quickly like a waterfall.
Yeah. Mm. Jurgin jurgiche ke ba da na wa da chi langzo jomba la so ba ke ga na chi la so ba tin de ko tin gi ri 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 ba chi ye cho so ko ta nye bun ro de yo re so ora
when we're saying it's like lightning our the movement of our life, it's really we think, you know, I'm alive or something, I'm staying, I don't know if that works, it doesn't really work in English. I think that's, you know, I'm alive, I'm living here, but actually just every moment we're aging and moving towards towards death, you know, or this aging and sickness, and it's a constant process. We think, oh, I'm alive, but that's not, and it's just every moment we're what do you say, inching maybe towards death.
Then they go, then the devil never ye, Yabu yin some co, will be shenshachi, your maris, your. God is not under the devil never dear. Go, Gabada, Nawala Sogwada, Tipa, Chivis, Jigbe Choswa, don't rubber, KGG, Madame Rode, your is. Tiniparu Dillon Rode, back up Dilia, Susum, O Tanga never yin some jay, Langsu than your boy chick, didn't.
So what is this telling us? It's telling us that we shouldn't be attached to the thought that, oh, I'm living or I'm alive, something like that. My life is stationary, almost. You could think there's no real rest between your moving very quickly towards your death. The example would be like somebody falling from a height to the ground, and then it's, you know, it's definite they're going to hit the ground, but then in between they're thinking, oh, this is, that would be like thinking in between, oh, this is good, you know, I'm, you know, what he said, I'm alive or something like that. I don't know. The idea is that you're stationary. You're never really, you know, staying in one. You're never stationary at all, right?
Oh yeah, okay, because. Tatunda, Melam Lord, and Trinda, when Dijeshun and Tedartas go on and dinner. Sanjis and Dijes Hama, Lanzo, and Jorba, the Pusins of Akari and Echo, Melam Lord, and Trinda, but our days, Dijeshun and Tedartas, Trinda, when Dijeshun and Tedartas. Melam said, Echo, since at a summer, Melam Dana, she did. Melam Ni Sesuna, Ni Ser, Melam Yabuda, to Wutan Cardana, so Saratake Yomar, Deva, Deva, the Melam Nashi, since at Yomar is. Lord, I say, Ra, Maumba, young duty, Yagarajina, could numb the tip jib as there, you know. Lord, the Kadika, do you enjoy in it and take your marwa? I say, I call Maumba and the carrion, do your law, Nashin, and the young Tuxi, your young year, and written the young Serva, Maumba, Nashin, Chara. Lord, I say, Tindy, Tadawa, Tindy, Tadawa, Satandako, Lubur to Shumare. Yan lubur do ka kawa kawa do den den ke yo marwa. Sa ko de ba ta 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 ma hon ba yong ju sum til ba sha che. Me lam lo ta tin de bon di che chen nam te dar ta as. Ka du yin na so so pi sum so ba de ya ra ka ri yo ne o di ji be ran shin chen yin sam. Song cha ri ne ko song cha de ba. Ta ta wa loyo ene shitanda karchiru tende yo marwa mao ba ne ka ka andu de tende yo mar tibe na shiris o tinde samru ta ku be ke shi to
so the Buddha usually advises us to think of the three times, like past, present, and past, future, and present in this case, as being like a dream. Being like a dream, being like lightning, and then being like a cloud. So then, if you, yeah, there's actually nothing to hold on to. With a being like a dream means that when you wake up, the past things are like that. And when you wake up from the dream, you had a dream. Then you wake up, then the dream's like totally gone. There's nothing. Nothing left there. It's like,
Deva sama segora yaga da duga karichona milam yani kardana.
Yeah.
Ni se suna chidora kegi
oma. Yeah. Whether you were happy in your dream or you were sad in your dream, it's all gone. You know, it's just like over, and that's the way the past is. And then the present the future is like a. Like lightning, in the sense that, like you can imagine, a cloudy, bad-looking day in the summer, where you expect to have a thunderstorm, but you don't know when it's going to come. You don't know exactly how it's going to arrive. You know it's coming, but then it comes and it goes very quickly, and. So that's the future, and then present things are then like the cloud. The idea of that they abruptly or suddenly, I can't think of another word that I thought of. Abruptly, I guess is all right. They just things happen, and then they abruptly disappear. Like, and you don't know. From where they came, and you don't know where they go, like that.
Oh yeah. Well, that and that kind of situation, eh? Go near Lu Longju Pusums of a condition, a co shinja, machavice. Jibberan shinja, yes, some sort of some dance. And the Messina lay a co cartage of your senna. Delishinja, mevache. Near Sola saw one draw some be killing him by the park garden. Ladden me, Joe Toya, shed the shadow. Gosum jikwane shiala tsawa pang pe cho che wure sungi wara.
So the message here is that you should not be attached to this perishing world. Everything is constantly perishing. So then, if everything has this nature of perishing, then what should you do? It means that you should be careful with your, whether verbally or physically or mentally, to always have a kind of non-violent approach, non-violent, not to harm anybody. And that way, then you avoid taking some kind of an unfortunate rebirth, and you have some fortunate rebirth in your next life.
Oh, teni kar sura rangla rangwa meba. Dwa re du du pungbu dor, yaha kiawa chila, yaha rangwa meba shenda chila, drogo ya shora. Oh, dile tari ya tuanda liya, nyamu be wangi le sa sa, ti wangi yungu yora. Ki yundu za ko, ti cawa di nyamu cawa di dangzi. And it nga samsa samlu shuk chenpo runga ke chenpo yensa jinzi shuk chenpo de ma nyur tang che chakba da rangjo la chakba kongro nga je chado se ya tinre wangi kosum ji chawala ju ye ti nyur tang gu yora o di pang be na ne rangwa me ba phungbun do lin che chen dwa ri chu kya wa ti ga du yora ta ba tu gu yora
and then we're kind of helpless under the control of something else, which is our own afflictions, our mental afflictions, and our former actions, we call karma. So we're in kind of a helpless situation. So in that situation, then what we have to do is to do whatever we can to sort of reduce the influence that such things as the apprehension of self or grasping at a self, people translate it that way, where you're thinking I, and then you're attaching to, what do you say, you become attached to yourself and think that yourself is important, sort of self-importance, something like that. We call it self-cherishing, or you're just becoming self-oriented or preoccupied with yourself, is maybe a good way of putting it. And so whatever, that's at the basis of these afflictions that then get you involved in actions that cause you to be constantly reborn over and over again. So whatever you can do to reduce those, that's also the message of this idea of thinking on impermanence.
Then took to get junk and say, you're then couldn't get consage, you're a chego or something. Oh, then there's some little tongue we are. The question was chosen.
Then if you then look at this idea of grasping at self or apprehension of a self and see that, you know, from that, I then think of myself as more important than others, and it doesn't matter to me how I use others. That kind of an attitude is from, we say, beginningless time up to now hasn't helped us at all. So then you decide to change this and think about how others are just like me. They want happiness and don't want suffering, and so then you make this determination to reorient yourself towards others and thinking of others and become preoccupied with others rather than preoccupied with yourself. And for them, you want to attain perfection, to meaning to become a Buddha, to get rid of all faults, and to achieve all good qualities.
Oh yeah, that don't da karche gora sene. Or ajin zin da da dun zin bewan gora. Ani simjen da kadu ina ko simjen chidan drawa chine ra chogu yor ba kya wa condition lam bi na. Oh, dedu shiela sawala sawba shiela. Chadong Oh, Tindajik Tony Messiakia Kores, Kishiagdua.
So then, this is the message of this is really to spend your life that if you look and see how this grasping itself or apprehension of a truly existent self then has caused you to then think of yourself as more important than others, and this attitude of self-preoccupation is only allowed you to be, you know, think of harming others, and then instead to use your life to work against that, to, in whatever way you're capable of, to and to make others, you know, more important than yourself, to think of others and change that orientation, whatever in whatever capacity you can, whether it's just to avoid harming them or to you know, to work to be helpful to them.
No, yeah, that and that go. Me da washe de ko tu ten do do stage marwa ko. Pimlin de sina na mi de sina nye nye de ne kanga. Tu ta do tin de ya mare ko jig je jura sin je ka 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 do re si yor do. O di in de sa ko de be ring de liya. Ne sian le chamba da zawa da. O da ji ne ba ma je be che kong du ma lang be che ya bu che che. Me si cho go re so so su nang mi ne so de. Chamba zawa to ne che de ne rang nye sho che. Tene rangi nyen to su che, tene parme simche, tene tra che, tene simche tam che liya lo chang go re es. O dinde shambe ne nga ngay samza samlu shuk chenpo te tos ma chung shindu yo ra. Dindro ne mezi korang su su e kiba yo re, shen e kiba yo re. O dewe gyule, tsendile, tambe shune tomar gewa. Tanda nyamlin che de, tanda gewa, pardu gewa, tamar gewa se. Rangshe kangali ya uyung go re es ngu dwa.
So then, if you're able to use your life to cultivate the loving and you know, what's a compassionate attitude towards others, and to always you know, avoid harming to others or to getting angry or getting attached to others, or being jealous and so forth, and prideful. If you reduce all those, and then do whatever you can to be loving and compassionate, and also have an attitude of impartiality towards others. Kind of joyful attitude, then you can do this starting out, try to do this towards everyone by starting out with those who are close to you, who you feel some affection for, the closest people to you. And then, work with those who you don't have any feelings of hostility or attachment for, sort of what we call, you have neutral feelings towards kind of strangers, and then spread that to those who also you know, you dislike or you feel are harmful to you, and so then use this life to cultivate these attitudes, and then even though your life doesn't stay long, right? It doesn't. It's constantly staying. It's constantly going away. Then you have some constructive way of conducting your life.
Tu tapa shake your ra. Mundi, you do take courage and shake your sinner. Dagin saw on a shin your more than Chicago, young as our day. Tadun Zimbas, and as you do round of it. As you do so good, send down Sora to the Pashani, Chick Yabes, now it is your round winner, you was a good one. Don't need you, you was a good one. I do so soon when you want it. Send that to us in Jenny, Megungi. Tin to some of your ra. What the nation? Nielu said, Adonis, ye do answer, ye do me answer, Tarser, Nien said, Oh, didn't she could do said, Condition and Mobu Kanga got us some lunar condition or son. No, Koran went so round us. rangwene tu shenda ngone yoe de karu skora mainge mangbu ji sone su de jine tute mangbu ji sone ane ko ru ru ra che sha de nga zo nge lu yus gi ora chi zu ne kang di par do chu da tha da ji tin de zar zar tute re re mangbu so de ro a de le ya chu dom ne nge lu yus gi ora ma do nge lu yus ya ra wa ji rangwene su chi shenda ji tu ye yo ma ro tute re 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 pa shan tu ye yo ma ro de ne shin go bu kang ga re su gi ora chi de ka do chi na da kang ba yi na da kang ga kora mai nge jang yang ji so de ora ge lu nga ji fa le fa ta gi ora yin nga ran tong ji le kora ngwe ne su da yi na nye yi na tu yi na kang ga rang ne rang ge mo yo kora su yo de ri tong gi ora ti ge ne ge mo ge cha da ji som lu shu chim bu cha yo ora je san de yang da be ta wa she je le ta da de nor de yo re sti ta wa de yang da wa shin gu re se ne ta ta wa se re tu ta wa se re ta da You said the wrong one to your marries. Shandaji let ten of Angarazupa Namshachi, you are a stitch yoda.
So then we have this. We're going to be talking about a chapter. This is called the permanent time, the idea of a truly existent time. And so then when we have this feeling of I, you know, this apprehension of a self. We it's a very strong feeling that we somehow exist in our own right. And then independent. We don't need anything else. We're autonomous. And this kind of, they have this strong feeling of a self that's like that. And then, based on that, then we have we think of this is my body, you know, and then we have feelings of this is attractive and that's not attractive, or that this is appealing, that's not appealing, and we make discriminations between things. And get involved in all sorts of different problems. And it's all based on this idea of somehow that there's a solid self-existent me, you know, this strong feeling. And then that same feeling we have about everything, all the things around us, and objects as well, just not only ourselves. And in fact, our body is just like a bunch of different cells, I guess we'd say. We sort of lump them all together and say body, you know. and then we think that exists in its own right, that body has its own self-existence. And that's the way everything is to us. We constantly have this idea that somehow, whether it's ourself or chairs or pillars or houses or whatever, they have their own self existence, and where in fact is that they're just impute, or if you prefer the word project. I don't like the word project because it has all these other connotations. So then that if we just we're imputing that, you know, this is a we're imputing based upon all these things that aren't the object that we're imputing. We impute, my body to all these things that are just, if we divided them out one by one, all the different cells, this isn't my body, this isn't my body. You couldn't find, it appears like there should be something there that says, that is actually the body right there, right? But if you take all the things that are, make up the body.
Aggregates.
One.
Aggregates.
You like that? Aggregates. All the different cells and so forth. And then if you divide those all off, those all those things are not the body, okay? And there's no way of like just defining the body itself, right? It's something that doesn't just sort of, it should be that it just stands out there, but you cannot find anything. And then that's the way everything appears to be, that they appear to have an existence in their own right, but they can't, yeah, they can't be found.
No. Oh, yeah. That on the two months in each other, what kinds of this way?
Oh, dude, and that includes time. Sorry, we're discussing time. Time also seems to have its own self-existence.